A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Samech Dalet. Baba Kama 64b, pagination is 128. On the topic of Moda Biknas is Potter. A person who admits to a fine is going to be absolved of that fine. That means that, for example, a person was a thief, they stole a certain item, a watch perhaps, and the halacha is if they fit the parameters of a ganav, of a thief, specific application, then there would be a din of kefel. They would have to pay back double if we catch up with him using edim, using testimony. If, however, he shows up in Beis Din and says, I'm returning the watch, I'm doing tshuva, I'm restoring the property that I stole, then we would not impose the knas, the double payment. He would only have to pay the damage, which is the keren, the principal. Not only that, but once he has already admitted, our Gemara describes the ruling that even if Edom would come afterwards, he would remain potter, and the case is closed already with his payment of the principal. Counting up from the wide lines, about 10 lines, Amar Rava Bar Ahiloi, Maitaima de Rav, what is the reason for Rav, the Omar who says, Moda b'knas v'achakach bo edim potter, that if a person admits to a fine, in our case, the double payment, and then the witnesses come to say testimony about his theft, and they would incur a double payment, if we would listen to them, potter, he's absolved of that extra payment, because he has already admitted. And after some discussion, four lines later, the Gemara says, "Me asher yarshiun Elokim," because the pasuk says, "When Beis Din will turn him into a rasha, when Beis Din will find him guilty, v'lo hamashiach es atzmo, but not when he himself admits to his guilt." And in such a case, there would not be the double payment. The Rambam in Hilchos Geneva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalid, describes the classic dynamic of Kefel. He writes, Ganav Shehi'idu Alav Edim Ksherim, if two good witnesses will come and say testimony Shagonav that he stole, Chayiv L'shalem Shnayim, he's going to have to pay double L'ba'al HaGeneva to the person who was the owner of what he stole. In Halacha Hey, Ganav Shahoda Me'atzmo, but if, however, he admitted on his own Shagonav that he stole, M'shalem Asakeren U'pato Menakefel, he will have to pay the principal, but he's absolved of the double payment, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, quoting our Gemara's drasha, Asher Yashion Elokim Yishalim Shenayim, if the Beis Din will find him guilty, he pays double, V'lo HaMashias Atzmo Mishalim Shenayim, but if he himself makes himself guilty by admission, he does not pay double, he only pays the basic loss. For Hu Hadin, the Rambam concludes his statement by saying the same halacha would be L'chol HaKnasos, by all other fines as well. Shahamoda Bohen Potter. Person admits, he's going to be Potter from the extra. And indeed, the Rambam talks about this regarding the payment of 4 and 5 by Shor and Se, the ox and the sheep case. And we find it as well in Hilchas Avodim, when if a master knocks out the tooth of his Eved, the Eved goes free, but it's considered a knas, and therefore, if there's no testimony on it, only his admission, then indeed he would not have to set the Eved free. He admits, and Moda Beknas is Potter. The Stei Chemed in volume 4, page 266, has a nice section on the topic of Moda Beknas being Potter. And one of the questions he explores is, what would the halacha be if the person who inflicted this damage wants to pay the fine because he feels that on some heavenly level he might be obligated, even though in the earthly court we will no longer enforce it since he has already admitted, but maybe on a level of Lotzei Sidei Shamayim, a concept that we explored in previous sessions here in Baba Kama, is there an obligation for him to fulfill by payment of the fine? And the Stei Chemed cites the Yerushalmi at the end of the third chapter of Ksubis, where there's a story that bears impact on this question. And the result is that even Lotzei Sidei Shamayim, such payment of the fine, is not applicable. The case over there is Rabban Gamliel had a slave by the name of Tavi. He's mentioned in the Mishnayos in Sukkah. And Rabban Gamliel, as was known, wanted to free Tavi. He felt that as a regular Jew, he would have a lot of potential. He was a Talmud Chacham. He would have, if he could. The Pasuk, however, says that freeing the slave is over ba'asei, v'esnachaltem osam levnechem achareichem. So what happened was Rabbi Gamliel knocked out the tooth of Tavi, apparently not with any intent to set him free, but that's what ended up happening. And he came in front of Rabbi Yoshua, and he said, regarding Tavi Avdi, Matsasi Ilo L'Shachrero, I found a solution to free him. And the response was that he's not able to free him because he admitted, and they're not judging the law of Knas in such a case. And the result is, the Gemara itself says, Mahu sheyomro lo tse yidei shamayim. Do we tell the person in a case of a fine, go fulfill the heavenly requirement, even if the earthly requirement is not in place? And the Gemara answers, Hada omra, from this story you see, she'ein omrim lo tse yidei shamayim, that we don't say Lotzei Sidei Shamayim, because if there was a Lotzei Sidei Shamayim, Rabbi Gamliel would have freed him based on the knocking out of the tooth. If at least a Lotzei Sidei Shamayim existed, then the Vehisnachaltem Osam Levnechem Achareichem prohibition would be overcome. He would have a justifiable reason as to why he's freeing the slave. But in such a case, they said, there's no Lotzei Sidei Shamayim, and therefore, by comparison, all cases of Knas, if there's an admission, the assumption is that even Lotzei Sidei Shamayim does not exist. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.